الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب جهنم وصفدت الشياطين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected ulama kiram, brothers and elders, alhamdulillah. Really we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another Ramadan. There were many people who were present with us last year and are no longer with us this year. Every one of us has to leave this world. Allah knows best how many more Ramadan we will see. May Allah give us all barakat in our life and give us a long lifespan where we can gain from Allah Ta'ala's mercy and Allah Ta'ala's khazana. So we have to make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us another opportunity of observing Ramadan. Our mashayikh, the Ahlullah, say very sweetly, the month of Ramadan, Ramadan ka zamana, Ramadan ka mahina, lootne ka zamana hai. It is a month from which a person can grab from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can gain from Allah's mercy, from the vast treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a golden opportunity for every one of us to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to repent over our sins and ask Allah ta'ala for assistance. To make us understand how important, how sacred, how significant, how auspicious, of what paramount importance this month has in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Mas'ud Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala mentions in one riwayat, he says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولُ I heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادِ And he said that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith whilst it was Ramadan. He says, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادِ مَا رَمَضَان لَتَمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةُ كُلُّهَا رَمَضَان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Listen very carefully to this, my brothers. That if the bandas only understood what Ramadan really is and how great it is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my entire ummah, latamannat ummati, my entire ummah will desire, they'll have this tamanna at heart, that every single day of the year must be Ramadan. And takuna sanatu kulluha Ramadan. They will be prepared to sacrifice their time, their lives. They will be prepared that every day they must be fasting for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. They will be prepared to make Taraweeh every day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized this point, that this month of Ramadan, it is a month where Allah Ta'ala's khas rahmat and khas blessings dawns over us. Before Ramadan, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the month of Shaaban, in the last day, he would gather the sahaba ikram and he would give them a bayan, explaining to them the importance of the month of Ramadan. 2 or 3 months ahead, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prepare already for Ramadan. Any sportsman, any athlete, we know, months in advance he prepares for a race that he has to run. A businessman, it is the month of December, we all know how busy the shops were. May Allah Ta'ala give us barakat. Mm-hmm. But long before December, a person had to order the goods, he had to make sure that if he's got enough staff, and everything is in order. Otherwise we know if it is December and the goods are not yet delivered to the shop, what panic and what chaos is. A person who is a student is writing his final examination the entire year, if he just plays and he just fools around, you know what parishan he goes through. in the last few minutes before the paper. My brothers and elders, if we have not prepared before Ramadan, it is not too late. It is not too late. We are still in the first week of Ramadan. This is the first Jummah of Ramadan. We still have got this chance. Allah's mercy is enveloping us. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a riwayat by Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala, he has mentioned, Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us, wa ahalla Ramadan. It was already Ramadan. During the period of Ramadan, one of the days Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered us, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to this effect, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is descending this month. Yunzilur Rahmah. Allah ta'ala sends down His special mercy during this month. وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا. And Allah ta'ala wipes out sins. He forgives. In one riwayat, it is mentioned that every night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates the fire of Jahannam 1 million souls. Every day of Ramadan, if it's 30 days, 30 million souls, 30 million people on whom the hadith says, قَدْ إِسْتَوْجَبُوا النَّارِ, on whom Jahannam had become wajib, Allah Ta'ala frees them from Jahannam. On the last day of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala doubles it. In other words, 60 million people are freed from the fire of Jahannam. Is this not the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala is so kareem, so forgiving, so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving everything to us, everything is in front of us. We need to take the initiative. We have to take the first step. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that we need himmat. Banda ko himmat chahiye. You and I need himmat, the courage, the pluck to take the first step. Takmeel pir Allah ta'ala farmayenge. After that, the completion Allah ta'ala will do. He has given the example of a child that is crawling, and now the child learns to walk. The father or the mother is standing on the opposite end of the little passageway, and the child takes the first few steps. How happy and overjoyed the parents are that my child is now, he's learning how to walk. He has taken his very first few steps in life. And after 4 or 5 steps, we find the child is now wobbling and is about to fall. But before he falls and he gets hurt, the father or the mother runs forward. They rush forward, they grab the child, they pick the child, they kiss the child. My respected brothers and elders, just like that, Allah Ta'ala wants to see the talab in us. We must take that first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will come running forward to us. Remember, take it out of our minds. I have mentioned this many times before. If we have this in our minds, in our thoughts, that I have committed so many gunas in the past, and there can never be forgiveness for me. My respected brothers and elders, let us not be deceived by this idea. Every person sitting here, every single person, every ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallah, it is the month of Ramadan. From the ahadith we have learned, from the teachings of our buzrugs and our elders and ulama we have learned, as long as a person does not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever sin he may have committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive that banda. But we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it not happen that the whole month will go by and we will not get the tawfiq of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking from Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Shahrun azimun mubarak. It is a very great month. Mubarak, full of barakat, full of blessings. My respected brothers and elders, there are so many ahadith I would like to explain to you and share with you, but we have very limited time. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith he has mentioned that his ummah has been given such qualities that no other ummah has been given. Regarding the month of Ramadan, this ummah has been given such qualities and such benefits and advantages that no other ummah has and no other Nabi has enjoyed. Remember, fasting has been made compulsory upon us. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. Fasting, roza has been prescribed upon us, it has been ordained upon us, it has been made compulsory and farz upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately in the same verse Allah Ta'ala informs us, do not worry, do not panic, do not become excited, I'm going to fast. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. The ummas before you, they also keep roza. They used to also fast. Just as they used to fast, you also have to keep roza. There may be different masail regarding the fasting, but the ummas before, they were also commanded to keep roza. You also have to keep roza. But what is the maqsad of this roza? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may gain taqwa. You may become pious. You can become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must have that qurb khudawandi. Become, gain a close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa does not only mean, my Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh has emphasized again and again, every single bayan of his. Generally we think a muttaqi person is that person who reads, mashallah, a lot of namazes, zakat, umrah, hajj, he keeps roza in the month of Ramadan. Yes, mashallah, that is very good. That is ibadat. That is one aspect of it. But to shun guna, stay away from sins, to refrain from sins, to stay away from those things that will make Allah Ta'ala naraz and angry, not to follow the whims and fancies of our nafs and our carnal desires. Naakhush nahi karenge Rab ko, e nafs tere kehne se, agar jaan bhi jaati hai, to jaan de denge. Mahazrat says, that O nafs, no matter what you will command me and how much you will persuade me and you will command me to do evil, I will never listen to you and make my Allah naraz. Even if it means I have to give my life away, in pleasing my Allah and displeasing you, O my nafs, I will give my life away. I will sacrifice my life. So this ummah has been given certain advantages and certain benefits. The very first one mentioned in the hadith, خَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطِبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. And a person is fasting, generally, a smell, a very unpleasant smell sometimes emanates from the mouth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in the eyes of Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the smell that is coming out from the fasting person's mouth is more dearer to Allah ta'ala than the fragrant smell of musk. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُمُ الْحِيطَانِ. The fish in the sea, make dua a maghfirat for the person who is fasting. How many fish in the sea we cannot count? The oceans of the world are so vast, so many different species of fish they are. And they all make dua maghfirat for the person who is fasting. يُزَيِّنُ اللَّهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ جَنَّتَهُ. Every single day Allah Ta'ala adorns and decorates the jannat of this person who is a sa'im, this person who is fasting. Every day Allah beautifies the jannat. Jannat is so beautiful as it is, but every day Allah increases the beauty of the jannat, of this jannati, of this person who is fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last day of Ramadan completely forgives his bandas for keeping roza the entire month. Allah ta'ala forgives them completely. My respected brothers and elders, Allah is so kareem. That is why my shaykh says, the meaning of kareem, الَّذِي يُعْطِي بِدُونِ إِحْسِحْقَاقِ وَالْمِنَّةِ. Allah is that being who is so generous, that despite the fact that we the recipients of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't deserve these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is still giving us. And Allah never reminds us every day that I have given you this and I have given you that. No. And more than what we expect, Allah ta'ala gives us even more than that. And we can never fear any shortage in the khazain of Allah. There is no nafad, there is no kami in the khazain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ummah has been given so much of virtues, so much of blessings regarding the month of Ramadan. In one riwayat I read this morning in Targhib wa Tarheeb, a hadith kitab, it is mentioned that for one sajda, listen very carefully, one sajda a person makes in any night of Ramadan in namaz, for one sajda, he gets a sawab of 1,500 nekis. One sajda. Now let us take only Taraweeh namaz. Leave alone all the other namazes, the Isha namaz and the Zohar and Asr and Maghrib. Take only Taraweeh namaz. If there's 40 sajdas he is going to perform, then 60,000 nekis he gets just for one night Taraweeh. Not only the whole Taraweeh, just the sajda of the Taraweeh. Let alone the qiraat and the ruku and the standing. 60,000 blessings. One sajda a person makes. The hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grow for him a tree in paradise, and this tree is so huge that if a rider has to ride from one point of the shade of this tree for 500 years continuously. And remember, the speed of the akhirat and the distance of the akhirat is different from the distance of this world. It is much more. 500 years of the years of the akhirah, he will still not reach the other side of the shade of the tree. Sab'una alfa malakin, 70,000 angels, but it is not 7, not 700, 70,000 angels, those, that makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are never disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always in the ibadat of Allah ta'ala, some in sajda, some in ruku, some in standing, giving the praises and glorifying Allah ta'ala every single moment. If they make dua-i maghfirat, the angels make dua-i maghfirat for those who are fasting the month of Ramadan. My brothers, I can go on enumerating many, many more bounties and blessings of the month of Ramadan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one occasion, we have heard this hadith before. Now after understanding the blessings of Ramadan, the importance of Ramadan, Allah's mercy, Allah's maghfirat, how Allah wants to give us, how Allah wants to forgive us, how much of blessings we can enjoy in the month of Ramadan. My brothers and elders, Ka'ab bin Ujra radiallahu ta'ala says, one occasion we, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gathered us, or he told us that come in front of the minbar. Gather in front of the minbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam then ascended the minbar. فَلَمَّا إِرْتَقَى الدَّرَجَةَ قَالَ آمِينَ فَلَمَّا إِرْتَقَى الدَّرَجَةَ الثَّانِيَةَ قَالَ آمِينَ فَلَمَّا إِرْتَقَى الدَّرَجَةَ الثَّالِثَةَ قَالَ آمِينَ. Hazrat Ka'ab bin Ujra radiallahu anhu says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar, three times he said Ameen. On each step he said Ameen, second step he said Ameen, and third step he took, he said Ameen. After the khutbah, after the bayan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down. Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah, we saw something ma kunna, or we heard something ma kunna nasma'u. We saw something today, we heard you saying something, we never heard you saying this before. You said Ameen three times, why? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to me, and it was with the permission, with the hukam, with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made baddu'a, he cursed that person. Of course, with the command of Allah, Allah sent him, and he cursed that person who has parents, and they reach old age, and this youngster fails to make the khidmat of his parents, and because of that he will enter Jahannam. So Jibreel salatu wasalam made dua. Nabi Kareem said Ameen to this dua. Remember, Nabi Kareem salam is rahmatul lil alameen. On this occasion he is saying Ameen to that baddua of Jibreel salatu wasalam. So how serious this is. And on the other step, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam said Ameen to the baddua of Jibreel salatu wasalam. When Jibreel salatu wasalam cursed that person who fails to say sallallahu alayhi wasalam, or to send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam is taken, at least to say sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Why must it become difficult for us to say sallallahu alayhi wasalam? I do not want to move away from the topic. But that first person, for the person who wrote sallallahu alayhi wasalam in abbreviated form, S-A-W whatever, or in the short form of Urdu, it is mentioned in the kitabs that his hands became shell, he became paralyzed. Just to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is so difficult. Think of the tortures, tribulations, sacrifices Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa underwent for us. One sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one durood we can't even send to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the month of Ramadan. Again, increase our durood and salam on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the third step, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. When Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan, falam yughfar lahum. Curse be. Ba'uda means, may he be distant from the mercy of Allah ta'ala. May Allah's curse be on that person. Month of Ramadan comes and he fails to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that he is not forgiven. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِي, that a babbakh person, a kam naseeb person, a wretched person, one who is unfortunate, unlucky, is that person, man haruma fihi rahmatullahi azza wa jal, is that person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah in the month of Ramadan. Brothers, I don't know how else I can explain to you. Wallahi, this is a time that we should stand up and give our names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pledge to Allah ta'ala that Ya Allah, from today onwards, not from tomorrow, not after the bayan, not when I go home, not from iftar time, right from this very moment, myself first, every one of us sitting here, remember, we have got no guarantee we are going to live till the next namaz even. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made salam to the right hand side, he mentioned once that, I don't even have guarantee I will see the next salam even. That is why one poet says, تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى accumulate or inculcate in yourself taqwa. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي because you do not know, إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلِ هَلْ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ when it will be nightfall, whether you will see Fajr the next morning. فَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَى أَمْسَى وَأَصْبَحَ ضَائِكًا how many a young boy or a young girl, a lad or a lass, in the night or the morning they were very happy, smiling. They did not even know the kafan was being prepared. How many times we find that a bride, she is being decorated and adorned and beautified, and she is getting ready for her ruksati before that she passes away or the boy passes away. How many times he says, وَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيْهٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ how many times we find a healthy person, one who is fit and strong, very health conscious, and he always is concerned about his diet, he dies, he passes away without any sickness. Yet we find many times a person who is very sick, for months on end he is suffering. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us sihat and afiyat. But for months on end this person is suffering, yet he still lives longer than the person who was healthy. So we do not have guarantee we're going to see the next day, the next namaz even, at this very moment. For Allah's sake, my brothers and elders, this is the time not to feel shy and ashamed of the next person, what this person is going to say, or that person is going to say on the day of Qiyamah. Nobody can come to our rescue and assistance. Therefore, no matter what guna we may have committed in the past, now is the time to pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry sincerely from the bottom of your heart, make tawbatun nasuha, a sincere repentance, oh Allah, I want to change my life. And pledge to Allah that you are not going to go back to those sins again. Khudana khasta, if a person after making tawbatun nasiha, sincerely repenting, and he happens to commit that guna, even if it means 100 times again, but each time after committing that guna, sincerely he cries to Allah, oh Allah, I made a mistake, I do not want to commit that guna, I want to change my life, Allah is prepared to forgive this person. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is once walking on the street, when he finds a woman, and she says, oh Abu Huraira, I have committed zina, and that child which is illegitimate, I killed the child also. Is there any tawbah fahalli min tawbatin? Abu Huraira became angry, there is no tawbah for you. What a serious offense you have committed. And he went by, past. This woman fell unconscious because she was so shocked. There's no tawbah for her. She lost all hope. Has Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala thought to himself, I am giving fatwas and wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. Immediately he goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explains to him this whole incident. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Huraira, what did you say? Don't you know the ayat of the Holy Quran? Where Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Oh my beloved servants, those who have wronged and transgressed themselves, those who have committed guna, do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is prepared to forgive you. I'm prepared to forgive every single sin of yours. Abu Huraira radiallahu goes in search of that woman. The whole day he can't find that woman until in the evening. He finds her and then he tells her that Nabiya Kareem has said, Allah is prepared to forgive you. Now she falls unconscious, but this time out of surur, out of happiness. My brothers, we have heard in the past the famous hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentions about a traveller who is in the desert with his camel and belongings. Always mentioned with his patkos. And then he goes to rest and suddenly he finds the camel disappears with all his belongings. Those few moments, what grows through his mind and he feels that now he's going to be destroyed. Kalas, this is the end. In the desert there's no food, no water. His camel is lost. And now he loses all hope, he falls off to sleep. And when he wakes up, he finds his camel next to him with all his belongings. What joy he experiences, what ecstasy he experiences. The hadith say he gets so overjoyed, so happy, that instead of saying, oh Allah, you are my Malik, you are my Rabb, and I am your Banda, I am your servant, because he is so excited and so overjoyed, he says, oh Allah, you are my servant, I am your Rabb. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَاللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ that Allah becomes even more overjoyed, even more happy, when his banda makes sincere tawbah to him than this person who has found his belongings. So my respected brothers and elders, let us not waste time. Right now, let us make the resolution to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are going to change our lives. If you're watching that haram television, then when we go home today, we will throw the television out of our homes. If as yet we have not grown a beard, the month of Ramadan, a golden opportunity. So many people are growing beards in the month of Ramadan. May Allah give us istiqamah and after the month of Ramadan to keep maintain that. here is the time. Let us keep that beer also and keep our way of life according to the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help coming, Allah ta'ala's madad coming. My respected brothers and elders, there are so many more waqiyah, so many more incidents on tawbah and istighfar. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive us. Just to illustrate one or two, inshallah, we'll just take a few more minutes away. I know many of you have got other appointments and taqazas, inshallah, but just a few minutes, inshallah, being a public holiday, we've got a very huge crowd. Perhaps there may be one person who sincerely repents today, inshallah, and because of his repentance, Allah may accept all of us, inshallah. And this bayan can become a najat for all of us in the akhirah. My respected brothers and elders, in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was drought. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua for rain with his companions, or with his people, with his qawm, for a couple of days, yet no rain is coming. Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to him, "Oh Musa, there is a certain banda of yours, a certain friend of yours, a certain person in your ummah. Because of him, because of such a guna he had committed, it is because of him I'm depriving every one of you." And there is a drought. Tell him to move away from this gathering immediately, otherwise I'm not going to send rain. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to his people, "Oh people, this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Please, whoever it is, please go away from here immediately." Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is announcing, making his announcement a couple of times. Nobody is standing up. Everybody is still sitting there. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is becoming worried, becoming angry. "Oh person, please, because of you, we are all going to be deprived." Suddenly he sees that Allah Ta'ala sends down abundant rain. It is pouring there. Yet nobody stood up from his gathering. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is astonished. "Ya Allah, what has happened? You said that somebody is sitting in this gathering and because of him you are not sending rain, you have given all of us, afflicted us with drought, and now you are sending so much of rain." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, "Oh Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was because of that same person that I had sent drought initially and I afflicted all of you with drought. It is because of that same person he has made such tawbah, he has said, 'Oh Allah, do not embarrass me. I have committed such a guna, you Allah, you know what guna I have committed, do not embarrass me.' And he made sincere repentance whilst he was sitting in that gathering. Now because of that person, I'm sending rain to all of you." My brothers and elders, one sahabiya, radiallahu ta'ala anha, she committed a guna, she committed zina. Remember at this point, no one of us, none of us has any authority. You can be the world's grand mufti also, but to point any finger at any sahabiya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is pleased with them, they were pleased with Allah, they are guaranteed Jannah. Certain things that happened, they made certain gunas for us to understand, and how they made tawbah for us to realize and take ibrah from these lessons. This woman came to Rasulullah and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I've committed zina." Nabi Kareem said, "No, you, probably you don't know what is zina." He turned away the other side. She came the other side, "Ya Rasulullah, I've committed zina, I want my punishment." Nabi Kareem said, "You sure you know what is zina?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I know what is zina and I've committed zina." Nabi Kareem thought for a while. He said, "What about this child? This masoom child, you are pregnant. When you give birth, come back. You and I, of the woman at home, may Allah Ta'ala save us, but no person will go back and have the courage to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You see, Nabi Kareem forgot about it, I won't go back." She comes back after giving birth to this child. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "No. This child, who is going to feed this child milk and food? Who is going to nourish this child? Go back. When the child is able to eat itself, then you come back." After a couple of months, she comes back with the child in her hand, and the child was busy eating a crumb of bread. And she shows Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "See, this child is eating itself. Ya Rasulullah, I want my punishment." Nabi Kareem tells the Sahaba, "Go and stone her to death." While they are stoning her, one stone that strikes her causes some blood to ooze out from her body and it falls onto the kurta of one Sahabi, and he made a few remarks which were not very pleasant. Nabi Kareem heard those remarks and Nabi Kareem became a bit upset, and then he called a Sahabi and he addressed that Sahabi and he said, "Oh my beloved Sahabi, laqad tabat tawbatan," that this Sahabiya, she has committed a guna, but she has made such a sincere tawbah, such a sincere tawbah, that if her tawbah has to be distributed and divided amongst the people of Medina, it will suffice for the najat in the akhirah. My brothers and elders, therefore, never ever look down upon any person who has committed any guna and then he is making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, there are so many ahadiths that are coming to mind, but as I mentioned, because of the time, we find when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had repelled, oh Allah ta'ala threw shaitan from paradise, from jannat, when Allah ta'ala cursed shaitan, shaitan asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for grace. He said, "Oh Allah, make me live at least till qiyamah." Allah ta'ala granted him that grace, but we find that zalim shaitan had the courage to actually take a qasam in Allah's name. He says, wa izzatik. Ya Allah, teri izzat ki qasam. La akhruju min qalb ibn Adam ma dama fihi ar-ruh. I will stay in the heart, in the body of Ibn Adam, of mankind, and I will try my best to always mislead him as long as he's alive. What jawab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives? Allah ta'ala says, wa izzati, meri jalal ki qasam. La ahjubu anhu at-tawbah ma dama fihi ar-ruh. Oh Iblis, Shaitan, listen. I'm taking qasam in my might, my majesty, my power, my grandeur. As long as insan has got life, I will never shut the doors of tawbah for him. The doors of tawbah will always be open for him. In Allah Azza wa Jal yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma'lam yugharghir. The hadith says, right till sakrat, gharghara. When a person is passing away sakrat, that sound that emanates from his throat, till that time tawbah is accepted. After that time, why is the person experiencing sakrat, then tawbah is not accepted. Because then the person is really seeing akhirat, and he can see the farishta, etc. Then there's no real test. But till that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive that banda. Our mashayikh, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, has given a very simple example for us to understand how Allah ta'ala wipes out so many gunas. In one hadith it is mentioned, when a person makes tawbah, إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدُ أَنْسَ اللَّهُ حَفَظَتَ ذُنُوبِهِ. Allah ta'ala makes those farishta who recorded the bad deed against him, Allah ta'ala makes those farishta forget that they had recorded that bad deed against this person. وَأَنْتَ ذَلِكَ جَوَارِحَهُ وَمَعَالِمَهُ مِنْ عَوْضِ. Allah ta'ala make that person, his own limbs, his eyes, his hands, his feet, his mind, whatever limb of his body committed that guna, even his limbs forget that they had committed that guna. And even the people in the world who had witnessed this person committing that guna, even they forget. حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah completely clean. He has got no witness against him. وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ شَاهِدُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِذَمِّنْ. There is no person on the day of Qiyamah to testify against him. So Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has given that how Allah ta'ala forgives us. He gives an example of a dynamite. If a person has to blow down a huge mountain, we find that people have to make pathways, then they have explosives or dynamites that bring those huge mighty mountains in crumbling into pieces. Just like that, person has committed mountains of guna, jibalu dhunub, but one tawbah has such an effect, like how that explosive and those dynamites blow down that entire mountain into pieces like that, a person's gunas come crumbling and they're completely wiped out. My brothers and elders, one more thing I would like to mention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find in the world a person commits an offense, that offense is recorded in the files always and it is stored for future record purposes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ma'amla is such, we make a guna, we make sincere tawbah, Allah wipes out that guna, there is no record of that guna kept. Completely Allah ta'ala forgives that person. More than that, يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah ta'ala then, instead of those gunas that he committed, Allah ta'ala records for him blessings. If he made 1,000 gunas, Allah says now 1,000 nekis for that person. My respected brothers and elders, there are so many more things I had come here to share with you. These few things Allah ta'ala made it possible to share and explain. May Allah ta'ala give us a real tawfiq of making tawbah and spending our time correctly in the remaining days of Ramadan. The hadith has mentioned that few things which we should do in the month of Ramadan is excessive recitation of the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So easy, so simple. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then excessive tilawat, increase our tilawat. And also make a lot of tawbah and istighfar. And ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus during this month. And ask Allah Ta'ala for refuge and pana from Jahannam. These few things at least we can do. Make sure we read our 5 time namaz with Jamaat. And after the month of Ramadan, please, for Allah's sake, all of us, addressing myself first, let us make sure that we maintain that momentum that we had already picked up in the month of Ramadan. Don't make it happen that after the month of Ramadan, the very next day, the masjids are empty already. Remind me that first night when we all expected the moon. From Maghrib time, the masjids were full. Isha time, the masjid was full. And because it was no Ramadan the next day, the other namazes, Fajr was empty already. My respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive us. Let us make a firm resolution. We are going to change our lives. Take those first steps to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will come running towards us, inshallah.